Highbridge Audio, and the Mysterious Press present Yellow Dog Contract by Ross Thomas. Read by Johnny Heller. Original material, copyright 1977, Ross Thomas. Recorded by arrangement with MysteriousPress.com, LLC. Recording copyright 2014, Highbridge Company. Chapter 1. The proper villain slowed them down. I heard the car when it turned in, and I could tell it was going far too fast. But I didn't look around because I was up in the tree fixing the swing. The tree was a huge old cottonwood, probably 50 feet high, that grew on the other side of the house next to the pond. The swing was a long single length of 3/4-inch manila rope, and to its other end I'd already wired a gunny sack, stuffed with rags, and an old army blanket. The idea was to swing off the porch rail out over the pond, let go of the gunny sack, and drop into the deepest part of the pond with a fine, cool splash. I looked around after they ran over the proper villain, or rather his grave. There had been the usual harsh clatter and clank, followed by the screech of rubber bruising itself against metal. If it had been going 5 miles per hour faster, the car might have broken a shock absorber or two, and maybe even an axle. But that was what the proper villain's grave was for, to make cars slow down so that they wouldn't run over our 5 dogs, 8 cats, 2 goats, 6 ducks, and a pair of the meanest peacocks in 3 states, and probably the District of Columbia. When alive, the proper villain had been a 9-year-old yellow tomcat, Allie born and bred.